The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, it's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Here I am on the left.
Yes, you are. Oh, yeah, you actually are. But just relatively.
Yes, just relatively.
You're on somebody's right sooner or later.
Mine.
Sooner or later. Yes.
Yeah, you're on my right.
Yes, I'm to Dave's right.
So are you just doing, I hope I'm not assuming too much, just a couple of intro courses or some specialty stuff?
Sessions of healthcare ethics.
Oh, healthcare ethics, yeah. Of course. All right.
We have the hardest time filling in because we need so many sections.
How are we going to live without you? How are
well, I just don't know. You? I just
We're
don't
cloning
know.
Him.
Continuing around the table to Jim's left is Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. You are the lime green machine today.
For today. It's clean.
It's more like mint.
Yeah, it's minty.
It's
right,
kind of like
right.
mint.
What do you call your Chrysler? What's that emerald kind of color?
Green. I just call it green. I do call it sticky note yellow for the top.
Oh, of course. Yes.
Sticky note yellow.
Was there an official name for the paint color at the
yes,
time?
Yes, I think it's paradise green.
Oh,
paradise
nice.
Green.
Hey. That's a name for your...
Maybe.
Oh, very
we'll
interesting.
We'll talk.
People are talking all around this table.
I want credit, and it's on tape.
Not the least of which is Professor Dan Maggio.
Witness.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
As always.
We're glad to have you. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but Dave's furiously writing.
I'm going to shut up.
You guys it's a secret.
What do you got going on over there?
It's shady dealing.
It is shady dealing.
It's the oatmeal pie talking.
It is. Oh. Too much sugar.
Hey, oatmeal pie is
that
the
oatmeal
real
pie
deal.
That Dan made.
I'm going to try to perfect that. And maybe then if I perfect it, I can sell it to the baby yacht.
Yeah.
Or oatmeal pies at Ask Professor.
At oatmealpie.com.
$19.99.
Great. We're going to be like Morley's chocolate.
Actually,
before long.
Two for $19.99.
Check or money
if I
order.
Square.
Yes.
Two for $99.
Separate
MasterCard or Visa. American Express.
We take Venmo.
Accepted.
Incredible. Continuing around the table, it's Professor Stephen Manning.
Hello, Matt.
And how is your semester booted up this week?
Well, it's early yet, but so far, so good.
So far, so good. Professor Heather Hill Vasquez is here with us.
Hola.
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 ¿Qué tal?
Yeah. I'm how are you?
I'm well.
Good.
I'm well. I'm losing my mind. This week was...
How can you be well and
again?
Losing your mind?
Yeah, this week was tough. This week was a tough one.
Well, it's always hard settling into a new rhythm for the semester,
yes,
you know?
It definitely
It's a little
is.
Tiring. You have to get used to it, you know? The students never get older. We get older,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Absolutely.
It's always
experienced.
Something wiser, older, you
wizened.
Know? Wizened. Ooh, look at that. Look at
my big
Dave
word for the day. I'm
using
done.
Like Merlin.
The big words
Two
over
syllables.
There.
Oh, my gosh.
Whew, I'm done.
Anyway, I'm glad the semester's kind of started. It's always good to get it going, you know. So
I used to curse that we had this holiday right in the middle of the first week, basically, but now it's like the greatest respite in the history
of
the world.
Well, we all remember when we started after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Right?
It made the Labor Day weekend kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah. It did.
I don't know. I go back and forth on it, you know?
Okay.
Could have used another week, maybe.
Could have used another month.
Well, that too.
Yikes. Why do I always start getting the anxiety right after the 4th of July? That's never going to go away, I assume.
I know. It won't. Because you're on the downhill slope to the start of the new semester.
Yeah. That means you're a good teacher if you get a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
Right?
Folks, this is a program that involves a lot of good teachers. You can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. Send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Or find us on Facebook. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. We just had a handful of questions left from our question set from Kimberly Richards, so we can continue with those. We have two questions on various topics and then a theme
various
subset.
Topics.
What designates a snowstorm to be classified as a blizzard?
Winds,
Wind speed?
That's fair to say.
What, 25 miles an hour or something?
35 miles per hour. 40?
Amount of snow.
It's snow and 35 mile per hour winds, basically. They must be sustained for, let's see, typically 3 hours or more by the definition is what it says. So. Okay.
It's a lot of snow.
I don't know whether that's helpful to think of blizzards right now, but I'm on Heather's side with regard to beautiful fall weather. I'm just going to say that.
That too.
So pumpkin spice everything.
It's time cider.
For pumpkin.
High cider. Kathy used to bring highs all the time.
Yeah, but none of the unpasteurized stuff anymore, huh?
Why? I think that would make for an interesting show.
No, but...
Don't you remember when
the
my
stuff
wife...
that's already fermented?
And we just ate your oatmeal pie?
Don't you folks remember when Leslie, my wife, was pregnant with our first, Kathy wouldn't let me drink the unpasteurized cider. I'm like, do you understand how this works? She's like, oh, your wife is pregnant. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know,
but I'm bacteria. Not pregnant, am I?
Last one from the various matters. Oregon college student Carolyn Davidson was paid $35 for the design of a very famous
Nike
company.
Logo.
Nike, yes.
The Swoosh corporate trademark created in 1971 while she was a graphic design student at Portland State. Yes, $35.
She got compensated later.
She did. September 83, wow. Nike.
A free pair of shoes.
Gave Davidson a golden Swoosh ring with an embedded diamond and an envelope filled with 500 Nike stock to express his gratitude.
Oh.
The Swoosh is basically in the top five of the most recognizable brands on the planet.
How much is that stock worth?
That's a good question.
I think at the time it was like $37,000.
That's not too shabby.
No.
I would say.
No.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Yes. Thank you, Kimberly.
Yes.
Send more.
Kimberly sent us another set. It's very short, but it's got a cool theme to it, and I think you guys will be able to dance to it as well.
Oh, good.
Dancing? Nobody said there was going to be dancing.
Oh. Dancing is scary.
It's just like Seinfeld dancing.
Oh, like full body dry heaves at the music.
Elaine.
Given the album title, name the song containing the lyric that the title came from. As opposed to there being a song with the same title that the album is on.
We should save these for
one math. More time. Uh-huh. One more time.
Given
please.
The album title, okay. Name the song that the lyric containing that title derived from. I'll give you an example. It will help
that would
you.
Help.
If I say "Knee Deep in the Hoopla," you'd be like, "Well, that's a Jefferson Starship album. That line is from 'We Built This City.'"
Sure.
Okay.
Could you give us another example?
Matt, what's your second example? This is going to be tough.
Yeah,
it's tough, but I think you could do it. I think you could do it.
You have confidence.
Beth would excel at this.
I always have confidence.
And if they were Christmas lyrics, Jim would.
Yeah, that's right. If they were Christmas songs.
I think these are relatively popular. Kimberly says, "I try to choose better known songs and artists."
Thanks, Kimberly.
There are a ton of these. If you want to get esoteric, I'm like, thank you for choosing the better known. Let's see how deep we can go here. Making movies.
I think music is our weakness.
Pam. You think?
Sports used to be, but we're pretty solid.
Jason and I, we got the music. We got the sport.
What song by Dire Straits does the line "making movies" come
Money
from?
Money for Nothing?
Nope.
No, what's the other one?
Radio, no.
Dire Straits. Hold on.
Humbling the profs here. This is crazy.
Humbling isn't even... Doesn't
get, no, embarrassing. Is,
yeah,
what would you do once we turn to winter and you put the blades on your feet and then you jump
skate.
Up? Yeah. Skate Away is Skate what Away. The name of the song is. So this is going to be kind of rough.
Kind of?
My Aim is True. Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello. Costello. Okay. Attractions.
So what's the song?
My Aim is
Allison.
True.
Allison.
Allison. Allison.
Oh, hey. All right.
All right.
Good. Now can we all sing it?
Yes.
Allison.
He just turned 65, I think, last week.
I love Elvis Costello.
Ouch. He is back to touring with the original attractions.
Oh, yes.
And when he first came to town, he said, "Take me to Motown Museum."
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
that's
cool.
And I think he's married to
Diana Krall.
Diana Krall.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
And not Richard Gere.
Oh. No. How about "Ice on Fire"? That's Elton John. But what song did the line "Ice on Fire" come from?
"Candle in the Wind"?
Mm-mm.
No.
Another female slanting name.
Tiny Dancer?
Mm-mm.
Female song.
As in, like, Allison or...
Oh.
I had a student in my class a few years ago with this name.
That doesn't help us, Matt.
I was going to say Lucy in the Sky.
Starts with the letter N.
Nadine.
Nancy. Nikita is what it was. Nikita. There we go. Nikita.
I was going to say Voltaire, but that's not going to help.
How about the album was called The Spy Who Loved Me by Carly Simon.
Okay.
The name of the song.
That's from the Bond movie.
Yeah, the soundtrack.
But what was the name of the song?
Nobody does it better.
Oh, yes. I was hearing it in my head. That's a good song.
It is. I love the intro was interesting too.
Diamond Life.
David Bowie.
No, it was Sade.
Oh, Sade, yes.
From one of the coolest songs from the '80s.
Smooth Operator.
Oh man, that's a good song. Willie and the Poor Boys. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Mm-hmm. Oh, down on,
down on the right. river.
Down on
water.
The corner.
Oh, what was the name of the song again?
Down on the corner is the song.
Okay.
The lyric is Willie and the Poor Boys that became the album title.
Man, that sounds like a great sandwich. Sorry.
Dexy's Midnight Runners had an album called Two Rye A.
Yes.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen.
I am embarrassed that I spit that out so quickly.
It was a good song.
Yeah, great song. Yeah.
All right.
Who else could write
And I'm not embarrassed.
That just built and built and built.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great song.
M, just the letter M, had an album titled New York, London, Paris, Munich.
Pop Music.
Pop Music was the name of the song. Pop Music.
That was in my wheelhouse back in the days.
Yes, those are the days. Billy Idol had an album titled Whiplash Smile from...
Rebel Yell?
Mm-mm.
White Wedding?
Mm-mm.
What's that other one?
Everybody hits the greatest hits.
Dancing with my... No.
Mm-mm.
No, what was that? Rebel Yell.
Has to do with a firearm, apparently.
Gun?
Something about a gun.
Gun.
No ideas. Don't Need a Gun was the name of the song.
No, what was the other one I was thinking?
Sung with a sneer, like everything else.
Yeah. No, what was that other Billy Idol song? The remake that he did. The Tommy James Chandel song.
Oh, I think we're alone now.
Did he? No.
No, he did Money Money.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Last one. This is actually pretty fun. So the Ramones had an album, End of the Century, but where did that line come from? What song?
Oh, Rock and Roll High School?
Yeah, Rock and Roll High School. Damn. All right. Everybody did really well.
I knew it wasn't I Want to Be Your Dog.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really?
Hilarious. And while we think a little bit more about those albums, we'll take a break.
I was thinking the same thing.
Transition. Those were some great questions by Kimberly Richards. We got some questions for you sent to us by Chris Bovitz of Lakeville, Minnesota. Let's see what we got cooking here. Greetings, professors. I was thinking of the letter I sent to you where 46 degrees north latitude goes, and I finally thought of a good set of questions for you. The title of this quiz is My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean. I hope you find it satisfactory, or at very least not frustrating. Pardon me. Someone standing on a beach. They are lonely and sad, looking across the water toward the land of their true love. I'll tell you the name of a place, on or near a body of water, which the former is standing, and in which direction they're looking. You tell me what state or country would be directly across from that. Example, Detroit, Michigan, looking south, of course.
Windsor,
Canada, Ontario. Some of the looked at places have more than one possible answer. You only need to correctly state one of them to be correct. But if you can name the other, maybe for bonus points. To pass, you have to get at least 20 points. It is given 24, by the way.
Ooh,
so that's tight. Tough. If there are maps or globes in the room in which you record the show, please do not refer to them.
Yeah. We won't.
No looking. Blindfolds.
Yeah. So you're on Isle Royale, Michigan.
Yes.
Looking west.
Minnesota.
Theoretically, it's possible, I think, to look at Ontario, but I think that that's pushing it just a little bit too far west. How about Seattle, Washington, looking west? What's the next piece of land?
Hawaii.
Not Hawaii.
No.
It'd be the Olympic Peninsula of
Washington.
Of Washington.
You can see Alaska.
Mm. It doesn't say that.
Is
here.
It the
Bainbridge Islands?
Tokyo?
Another country. Japan?
What's Russia?
Russia is what it says, yeah.
Well, no. Because from Seattle, the first land you look at is the Olympic Peninsula of Washington.
That you look at Port Angeles on the way out. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We have our crack correction team working on it as we speak. How about Barrow, Alaska, looking west?
That would be Is that
Sarah Palin's house? Russia again.
Yeah. Russia.
That's I can see Russia from my house.
This is pretty interesting. What if you're in Barrow, but you look directly north?
Russia again.
No, that's not what
or
it
Canada?
Says.
Greenland.
Yeah. No.
Iceland.
No.
Directly north, you would be looking
They're looking at the map.
Is that Canada?
What's going on?
Canada, right? No.
If Jim brings out his pocket globe, I'll dock him 5 points.
It's a lovely place.
Norway. It says there's a little piece of Norway that would be in the direct line. What if you were in San Francisco looking directly west?
Ooh.
Japan.
It says Japan here. It says Japan is what you would hit. There was a Marvel comic book called Big Hero 6 where San Francisco and Tokyo got so big that they actually merged in the middle of the Pacific. I thought that was interesting. San Francisco.
Yeah.
No joke. Mm. New York, but you're looking east. What do you hit?
Portugal.
What it says here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in Portugal this summer.
How did it go?
Yeah.
Did you go to Lisbon?
I was in Lisbon just for a few days for
That's
a conference.
Cool. How was the conference?
It was great.
I bet the food was really
the food
good.
Was, the food that pops into my head right now is grilled octopus.
Oh my gosh.
It was so good.
Mm. Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun. So next time,
was it
oatmeal
a,
pie.
Was it like modern Portuguese novel?
I'll make some calamari.
Conference?
No. It was a modern language association.
Oh, MLA.
Hidden Voices, horrible political situations that we're living in, present a paper kind of conference.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it must have been only a couple attendants then. Huh?
No, just there were a lot of people there. It was fun.
I was just thinking
anyway,
the
sorry to...
title might have attracted a lot of people to it. Just based
it
on
was
the way
actually,
it
was,
it.
Yeah, it was big.
How
and
about
fun.
If, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm okay, please, let's continue. I'm dreaming
How about,
of Lisbon.
If you're in Savannah, Georgia, and you look east?
You would be looking at what, the Azores, I guess, or
Africa.
True, I mean, except for there's
Morocco.
A country there. Morocco is what
Morocco.
It says here, yeah.
Really?
Morocco, mm-hmm. What if you look west from Cuba?
Cuba.
You would be looking
west.
At Mexico.
Mexico. But what if you look east from Cuba?
Dominican Republic.
No.
Puerto Rico?
That's not what it says here. It says you make it all the way to Mauritania.
Wow.
All the way over across the Atlantic. Okay. I've seen enough of that map in the last 24 hours. I should be able to answer it, too. How about if you're in Havana, Cuba, and you look directly north?
Florida.
Key West.
Florida, basically. Ireland looking west. What do you hit?
England.
No, Canada. No, west would be...
Oh, west.
Canada?
Canada.
Or Canada.
Canada.
Like Nova Scotia?
The Labbies or the Newfies. Yes. That's what you
Newfies and Labbies.
Mm-hmm. What if you're in Nova Scotia and you look east?
Iceland.
Well, where in... Where?
It's a good question. Scotland. But it says here some pretty popular countries are going to be in your line of sight.
Greenland? I'm still thinking of Algeria?
No.
Something. Nova Scotia?
Nova Scotia, looking east. It says here you might
Norway?
Be able to hit Spain or France.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia.
Further
I'm thinking
north.
Of Newfoundland. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Nova Scotia.
What if you're in Baja, California, Mexico, and you look west? There's three different places you could hit.
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Guam. Thailand?
No, not Guam.
Philippines?
No, it doesn't say Thailand. It says you could hit Taiwan, China, or Japan from Baja, California.
Okay.
Oh. How about Hilo, Hawaii, and you look directly north? This is one of my favorite pieces of trivia.
Anchorage.
Yeah,
Alaska.
You hit Alaska. You know, do you guys want a free plane ticket? Yeah, but don't ask for one of them freak states, just the contiguous states. that's directly from The Simpsons.
Of course. Of course.
What about Honolulu and you go dead south? Boom. What land do you hit?
New Zealand?
Antarctica?
No. Antarctica.
Antarctica.
This is
okay.
What you see, yes. Nicaragua, they're getting tougher. Looking west. Nicaragua. Looking west.
Looking west. Ooh. Bali? Well,
no.
Fiji? Relatively close. Relatively close.
Fiji?
Says here you hit the Philippines if you go looking west from Nicaragua.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what about
a lot of islands.
If you're in Cape Town, South Africa, and you look west.
Brazil?
Brazil.
Hmm. It says here you actually hit Uruguay first.
Uruguay? And
Brazil is a good guess, but it says here you hit Uruguay first.
Well, we're on the right continent.
You know, I think we'd better answer these questions if we just took like lots of field trips.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Field trips. Yeah.
Agreed. Including this one. This is definitely on my list. Sydney, Australia, and you look east. What do you hit?
New Zealand.
Chile.
Mm. Chile is what it says.
Oh, Chile. You skip New Zealand.
What if you're, oh my, lots of things going on this summer in the world, in Hong Kong, and you look south? This is one of the toughest ones on the list.
Hold on.
It's not from Hong Kong south.
Laos? South Korea.
Chris lists Hong Kong, China.
Vietnam?
I don't know if I want to touch that with the pencil.
Laos? Thailand, Philippines.
Starts with a B. We hear about the Sultan all the time.
Brunei.
Yes. Perth, Australia, looking west.
Would be South Africa, wouldn't it?
South Africa is what it says here. Yep. Go west to South Africa.
So it skips India.
Okay. Mumbai in India, and you're looking south.
Antarctica.
Sri Lanka?
You also hit Antarctica. Oh, yeah, okay. Go straight to Antarctica. Just a couple more.
Do not collect
$200. You're in Tokyo. You're in Tokyo, and you go directly south. Tokyo south.
Taiwan. Guam.
No. Philippines.
Mm-mm. Indonesia.
Taiwan.
Micronesia.
No, somebody said
Australia.
That.
I mean, you're close with Micronesia. It says Papua New Guinea is where you're going to hit. Last but most certainly not least.
Voltaire.
You're sitting in Tripoli, Libya, and you go directly north.
France.
No, that's not what it says here.
Spain?
No.
Italy.
Directly north. You hit Sicily, yeah.
Apparently. Oh, Sicily? Really? I thought Sicily was further over.
Yeah. I thought it'd be further east.
Okay, no, Tripoli's over on the eastern part of Libya.
Funny stuff, huh?
Does this account for the curve of the globe?
I believe that it does. Right. I believe it does account
assuming
for the curvature
they're moving
of the
along
earth.
Latitude and longitudinal lines.
Yeah.
When they got the answers to these questions.
we're assuming a lot, Dan. We're assuming a lot.
The time has come
for our
game called ATP Favorite.
Okay.
No, you don't have to groan and moan. It's going to be fun.
I just like to make noises sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was trying to think of an ATP favorite on the way over, and I know I'm going to regret asking this one. Is there anything that you could say that is actually a positive or a favorite thing that happens at the beginning of the academic year? Something that only happens at this time of year?
Enthusiasm. Fear.
Fear. Oh my
The moving dates.
Moving day? That's positive.
I mean, seeing so many people, like especially at CCS, I mean, the parents pull their cars up. We see it's like the IKEA clearance sale. That's all.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this is a little cynical, but I noticed
cynical?
That in neither of my classes was anyone texting or on social media during the first class meeting.
Whoa.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. How'd you do that?
Well, it was only once.
I'll never happen again, right?
But notice, I did notice it. It sort of stood out.
My son attends a relatively small, 300-student high school, and every classroom has the wall of little sleeves when you walk in, and they just want you to do a drop when you go in. Mm-hmm. And there are some times they're like, okay, you finished your work. You can go grab your phone and check it out.
I have a cell phone basket.
Yeah, of course.
I carry it to class.
Of course, yes.
Professor Manning makes fun of me at times when I am walking down the hallway.
Why?
With my basket.
Red Riding Hood with carrying the thing. Candy
give
in the bribe students.
Sometimes there is candy in it, I will admit.
Steven, I think, is a new audience for my line from last year where I have the big red bucket, and it's mostly for exams. But I noticed with a 60-student classroom that I had at least 15 to 20 people with iPhone X last year. And I'm like, there is a very large amount of money in this bucket right now, nearly $50,000 of phone. And I,
accidentally. I forgot.
I'm not counting that as
well. You just dump the bucket out. Come and find your phone.
I know.
What's left of it? Here's a few pieces.
All right, what was the question again? I got distracted.
Is there anything positive or something that you look forward to at the beginning of the academic year?
Yes. The end of summer and the beginning of fall.
Oh, sorry, because Dan, you really like fall. You really like
fall. All my friends post and family post their kids' first day of school. Yeah. Mm. It was nice to see how the kids are doing.
Well, I mean, that they're still living, yes.
Yes.
I like like catching up with colleagues that I haven't seen.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
Us absolutely. Coming back here recording a show or two.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing, coming back to the
that's
show.
That's right.
Well, pretty that. Good.
The beginning of the ATP season.
Yes. Exactly.
Is that what you were fishing for?
I wasn't fishing
for season of the year.
Fishing
an
for
ad
anything.
For ATP.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Steven hasn't answered yet,
I
though.
Know.
I like Dave's move-in stuff. Every year I try to read the beginning of White Noise, Don DeLillo's novel White Noise, which starts, it's a academic novel, academic fiction, and it starts with this professor of, I think he's a professor of Jewish studies or something, and he's observing, they're returning, he's in his office, and he's observing and commenting upon these cars coming up the hill, packed with stuff, stuff on the roof, everything. Mm-hmm. Parents bringing
like
their
the
kids
Beverly
to
Hillbilly's
school.
Truck. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a great kind of reminds you that people are, this new crop of people are moving in, mm-hmm. you know, for a new, and if you think about, you know, newness and new students and
optimism.
Bright-eyed and optimism, and I know it's that's a spring thing, and I like the fall too, but it's, you know, renewal. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole academic calendar is based on, used to be the Tuesday after Labor Day, now the week before that. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice thing to think about.
It's good.
New people start.
I'm impressed by all the positivity.
Okay, or Matt, what about this? The Lions actually have a chance to win the Super Bowl today.
All I'm saying is this. I tuned in last night. The seconds were ticking off to lead to halftime.
To distract you from the Tigers?
Oh, they were
my son wanders into the room bleary-eyed to ask me a question. He's like, are you watching the Tigers? Because all he did was see the score. And he's like, that is... It's like a safety and a field goal.
They made a point of it on the broadcast, too. This is more like a baseball score.
Oh. Yeah, it's
what was the final score?
20-16.
Yeah, like, you know, more reasonable.
Not us.
We ended up, let's not forget. We ended up not winning a preseason game, but don't forget the last year we went undefeated preseason.
Yeah.
That was 0-16. Mm-hmm. So,
And the last time we went 0-4, it was 7-9.
No, that's right. So that sounds about right. That I would put my money on either that or 8-8 if I had a choice.
I'm
but
7-9.
That is—it's a very good point. The Lions have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Everyone thinks they're invincible today.
Yep, that is absolutely true. I was trying to think about the thing that I look forward to the most when the year boots up, and I think that I can't think about it when I'm in the middle of it, and then it snaps into gear mostly on Monday, first day of classes. The building has been so motionless and quiet for so long that I don't sense it anymore. Like, I'm numb. And then suddenly, there's just this flood.
Activity.
Brimming with life.
And it's like, that's the thing that I was missing. And I can't tell you that I was missing it until I hear it.
Yeah.
Just people going in and
out.
No,
I know it's the same thing.
You can't replace it. You can't replace it.
I was here all summer, and it really does make a difference when the halls are busy. I thought you were going to say it's only 2 months to Halloween.
Well, you know, that's a difference. Unfortunately, we've reached the time to say goodbye. So we'll start with Heather and say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stephen.
Goodbye, Matt.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jim.
Bon voyage.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.